Welcome to radio at firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to firehouse.com.
Hello and welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. This is Peter Matthews from Firehouse.com, and we are here today with Harvey Eisner, the Program Director for upcoming Firehouse Expo in Baltimore, as well as Mary Boleyn, who is the show manager. I just want to give everybody a little taste of what's going to be coming up in Baltimore from July 24th to the 29th. Harvey, as the Program Director, can you give us a little bit of input about the hands-on training, some pre-conference classes, and the conference sessions going on Thursday through Saturday?
Certainly. This year in our hands-on training section, we offer several different categories, all with the basics of keeping firefighters alive and returning to their station and home after their tour duty. So with that, we have After the May Day, Handling Critical Fire Ground Emergencies by John Salka, Search Rope Techniques and Managing the May Day by Butch Cobb, Mike Smith, and Jeff Seaton. We have Engine and Truck Operations, which has always been very popular, with Mike Dugan, Captain in the FDNY. Operational Tactics Live Fire Exercise, Richie Blattis and Tommy Richardson from the FDNY. Bobby Morris, who's a captain of FDNY Rescue 1, who's certainly an expert in forcible entry, teaches a sold-out class every year, and we'll expect another sold-out class this year. Mike Wilbur and Tom Shand, who are known for our Apparatus Architect stories in the Firehouse magazine, they're going to present Engine and Ladder Company placement on the fire ground. James Crawford from Pittsburgh, who developed a rapid intervention team training after three firefighters were killed in Pittsburgh several years ago. He was going to do two different classes for us, combat drills and a basic and advanced skills workshop. Mike Wilbur and Tom Shand will also do aerial and tower ladder operations. After the World Trade Center, we had several classes, and this year we have Tom Denizio and several members of the Baltimore City Fire Department are helping us teach breaking, breaching, and burning involving precast tilt-up concrete construction. After the Trade Center, there was a tremendous amount of steel and concrete that needed to be broken up, moved, and ripped apart to search the ruins, and we're continuing with our training in those areas for specialized emergencies. And finally, Ron Moore, who's been our author for many, many years on University of Extrication, will provide hands-on skills with auto extrication, and that rounds out our hands-on training for this year.
Okay, and if there's still classes, you can sign up at www.firehouseexpo.com, correct, to register for the conference?
That is correct.
Okay. And then you have some pre-conference leadership sessions and some other classes. Can you tell us about the classroom sessions as well?
Yes. On Wednesday, we offer a pre-conference program. There are several programs that have leadership as their main theme. One of them is Dennis Compton, who's the former chief, Mesa, Arizona, When in Doubt, Lead. Don Abbott from Phoenix, Arizona, is going to discuss big box fires and incidents of major size buildings. I even heard that there was a 1 million square foot building that burned up in Indiana just before I made this broadcast today. Brian Vickers is going to discuss getting a grip on grants, how important the financial basis is for fire departments and emergency service organizations this year. Jerry Tracy from New York is going to talk about high-rise operations. Mike Wilbur and Jeff Williamson and Pat Dillon and Richie Bowers are going to talk about turning the corner of apparatus response safety, arrive alive. I was just reading that there's about 15,000 emergency vehicles involved in accidents each year, so this is a very important program. Kim Allen, who has been speaking for us in San Diego at our Firehouse World Show, is going to be in Baltimore and talking about real leadership in the fire service is not for wimps. And also radioactive material response made simple from people from the U.S. Department of Energy. I'm going to give that class. In this year's Chief's Leadership Workshops on Wednesday, July 25th, we offer four sessions that will run all day. If you attend, there will be four speakers talking on four different topics. First will be It's Not Your Father's Fire Department Anymore with William Genoway, who's the Chief Executive Vice President from Volunteer Fireman's Insurance and a fire chief himself. Common Solutions to Uncommon Officer Problems by Peter Lamb, a fire chief in Massachusetts. Survival Skills for the New Fire Chief, Robert S. Fleming, from Department of Management, Information Services, Rowan University. And Overcoming Resistance to Change Within Your Fire Department, also by Robert S. Fleming. It's been a very popular series, and a new and up-and-coming people that will be chiefs or just became a chief, it would be very beneficial for them to attend these sessions in the Chief's Leadership Workshop there we offer on Wednesday all day, full day. As in the past, we've always had a wide variety of fire service topics and emergency topics to provide the attendees to fill their needs. This year, again, we have the same thing. There's many, many classes from recruitment and retention, which is very good for volunteer fire departments. We have rescuing trapped firefighters, rapid intervention training programs, exceptional fire officers, what sets them apart, Dennis Compton. We have Firefighter Survival, Mickey Conboy. Always Popular Close Calls by Billy Goldfeder is going to discuss incidents where two people had very, very close calls and are here to share them with us. Real Life Rapid Intervention by John Salka. House Fires by Robert Pressel, which is always usually a standing room only class. Engine Company Operations, the Errors of Engine Company Operations, The Dirty Dozen by Ray McCormick. Should be very good for those guys fighting the fires and moving in on the line. We have Leadership, Accountability, Culture, and Knowledge, presented by the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. Fire Service Thermal Images, What You Need to Know Now and What You Need to Know and Expect for the Future, by Bobby Athanas and Bobby Kanabi. So we cover a wide variety of areas, and Chief Brunicini, who retired last year from Phoenix, we're happy to have him with us this year teaching tactics. And that's another added extra that people can attend. But we have a wide variety of classes on all sorts of subjects. There's something for everybody during the conference section that lasts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. Okay, and Mary Valine, the show director, can you kind of tell us some of the events that are going to be going on in the evening? I know we have the parade and a flea market on Sunday, if you could tell us a little bit about that as well.
Sure. And I also want to talk about a little bit about the show floor, because we haven't mentioned that yet, but this year's show floor is looking to be bigger and better than ever. We've expanded space this year to accommodate both expansion of current exhibitors and multiple new exhibitors that are signing up, and they're still coming in at a nice rate. So the show floor is going to be really exciting, 450 companies this year, and that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Some of the evening and other events that make Firehouse Expo so fun are one of them is taking place on Friday evening, that's the 27th of July. At Camden Yards, the Baltimore Orioles will be playing the New York Yankees, so you can still get tickets for that. Firehouse Expo has some on reserve, so go on the website, firehouseexpo.com, and there's still tickets available for that. The other events are all down at the Inner Harbor and throughout the city. Sunday completes our event. A lot of entertainment for the whole family. That's July 29th, and starting at 9 a.m., there will be a parade. It will take place throughout the Baltimore area and the Inner Harbor specifically. Over 140 pieces are expected to be in this year's parade, so it's a good time for the whole family. And after the parade is over, head back to the Convention Center for the Fire Service Flea Market that we have every year. Thousands of firefighters attend this year or attend this event every year, so we hope to see you there, and it's a good opportunity to collect your memorabilia, trade old equipment, and just have a good time with your peers.
Okay, and just one quick reminder as well, we will be doing some live podcasts from Firehouse Expo, including Through the Smoke with Billy Goldfeder, and that's going to be held Thursday at 2 p.m. in room 308. And on Friday at 10:15 in the morning, we'll be doing a live taping of the Apparatus Architects with Michael Wilbur and Tom Shand. That's 10:15 Friday morning, and that's going to be in room 308 as well. We look forward to seeing everybody down there. Safe travels coming to the show, and we'll see you there. Thank you very much.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.